we don't charge in any dollar denomination. Maybe the mentoring institutions charge dollar denominated fees. We don't have a hand in determining how much we should pay to them. It is a negotiation between them and the mentoring institution. The mentoring institution is there because it is in the law that when you are beginning a new institution, you must be affiliated to a chartered institution that will award your qualifications on your behalf for some period of time. We did not determine that it is in the law. We don't charge to make profit because we are a state organization. We are not a profit-making organization. If we declare profit, I am not going to be giving anything for declaring profit. All that I know is that government only pays our salaries. All the other things we must recover as cost from the institution. We send people to go and do the assessment of the program. We put them in our vehicles. We buy fuel to do that. Government did not give us money to go and do that. The people going, we have to pay them. We have to pay their hotel bills. We have to pay their transport.
Mr. Date added that a number of systems have been put in place to rid the country of unaccredited institutions. He advised parents and students to visit the office of the accreditation board or check from the website to be sure that an institution and its programs are accredited before enrolling.
All parents, all potential students, if they want to attend any institution, whether public or private, the public institutions, they have what we call institutional accreditation at birth because they are set up by law, Act of Parliament. But the private institutions, they must come for what we call institutional accreditation. The institutional accreditation will also come into force only when they have at least one program accredited. But for programs, whether public or private, they must have accreditation within a specified period. The accreditation is not for an indefinite period. So if you are going to a private institution, check the status. Go to the NAB website, call NAB, or come to NAB office to check the status of the institution, whether it has been accredited or not. Apart from that, the program which either the institution has given you or you yourself want to enroll in, check whether the program has a valid accreditation before you enroll in it. The accreditation, as I said, is not for an indefinite period. It's given for between 3 to 5 years. The reason why I'm stressing on both public and private is that those who desire to go and do postgraduate programs abroad, when you want to enroll, they go to our website, they check the program to see whether the program has been accredited. If it had not been accredited, they will not enroll you. Even if you know abroad, they don't care about your money. They care about the standard. So don't enroll in unaccredited institution.